This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Like that? You didn't think I could get to that high note.
I was going to ask you, what'd you do with the money?
He didn't go to
the money your parents gave you for singing lessons.
He didn't take the lessons. I know that.
I bought beer and cigarettes. We are fired up to have Bob Carpenter join the program. Carp, I've watched. The Nats were nice enough. They sent us the, that big box they sent to some folks getting ready for opening day.
Yeah, I haven't seen mine yet.
Well,
7 days.
It was 7 days of
giveaways. A lot of good stuff in there.
Got it.
One of them was a baseball with 20 years on there. And I was at RFK. I saw Levon Hernandez throw that first pitch. I think it was Brad Wilkerson got a hit on the first pitch. And you have been the soundtrack of all of it. And it's really cool to be with you on opening day here on Half Street.
Yeah.
And kind of take it all in. The totality of that moment. RFK opening day to now,
Yeah.
Congrats. Well, I mean, what a run.
Charlie is the one Nats broadcaster who goes all the way back to 05. His partner, Dave Jagler, and I came along in 06.
Sure.
But I was still with the Cardinals in 05, and I remember a weekend series we played at RFK against the Nats, and the Nats came into St. Louis. And I knew Mel Proctor and Ronnie Darling pretty well. Ron Darling came through Tulsa as a player with the Texas Rangers AA.
Okay.
And that was the first broadcast team the Nats had on Masson. And then the next year they brought in myself and Tom Pachorek. And I tell you, man, it's for this to be my 20th year and the team's 21st year, it just kind of boggles my mind. It's like, where did the time go? But, I did look at my driver's license the other day, and it did say, yeah,
it was.
You're 72 years old. I can't change any of the digits on that. I'd like to roll it back about 10 years.
Dude, I hope I look as good as you at 52. Like, you look fantastic.
Well, thanks.
You're going to have a problem. But opening day is different for different people. You've been around this a long time. Do you still get excited as you always have?
You know what, B. Mitch, I got up this morning. I had butterflies. I mean, and we're sitting out here looking right into the ballpark. And when I get up in that booth in a couple of hours, I'm going to get it all over again. And I go back to my first ever opening day. It was that was 41 years ago, April 3rd of 1984. And I was with the Cardinals. Well, guess where we got to open? Day game, Dodger Stadium.
Wow.
75 degrees and sunny. And I'm sitting in the booth about an hour before first pitch. And there's a wall next to me. And on the other side of that wall is Vin Scully.
Oh,
there's
boy.
A wall to my left. On the other side of that wall is Jack Buck.
Wow.
Of the Cardinals, and I'm 31 years old sitting there saying to myself, what in the hell am I doing? And The Cardinals won that game. I think it was like 11-7. It was some crazy, wild and woolly opening game. That's the one that will always stick out to me because it was my first day in the big leagues.
And that's two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And my
yes.
team won, and the you know the presence I was in, it was just nuts. And hopefully something will happen today to make this the second best ever, or maybe the best. We'll see how it all works
out. Well, I imagine, you know, because you've announced that this is going to be your final year, and I imagine it'll stick with you in a different way, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not a best, but it'll certainly be one you remember.
I'm already feeling a lot of melancholy, you know, since we made the announcement on Monday, and I just want to thank our fans. The outpouring on social media and text messages and, you know, different messages I've gotten, it's just been overwhelming. And, you know, you really find out how great the people are here. This is the last place in the world I ever thought I would be working. I grew up in St. Louis, been a Midwestern boy my whole life, and this opportunity came up in 06. And I jumped at it because it sounded like a really unique thing to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this whole thing with the fans and everything has just been overwhelming for me the last couple of days. And, you know, it's really – when Labor Day gets here, that last month is going to fly. And that's when you're going to see me boo-hooing all over the place and all that. But right now we got a job to do. We got 6 months of baseball ahead of us. But I want to thank a couple of key people with the Nationals who really kind of put in my mind – because I hadn't thought about this, guys, because you know what this business is like. You don't usually get to choose your departure.
Sure.
Somebody does that for
there you.
You.
Go. There
and
you go.
B. Mitch knows that as an athlete, too, because it's a business, ultimately. But a couple of years ago, Jackie Coleman, who was a wonderful lady who worked in our broadcasting department and helped to run the scoreboard production up there, she said, would you let us know far in advance when you're going to do this so that we can give you a proper send-off? And I had never really thought about that before. And then Wendy Bailey came aboard a couple of years ago and kind of repeated that to me, Alan Gottlieb and Mark Lerner. I had a meeting with them down in Florida last week, which was 90 minutes of three friends getting together.
Sure.
When you're friends with the people you work for, that's really rare.
There you go.
So they have just treated me so well here, guys. And, my ultimate responsibility is to the fans to make them feel good about being a Nationals fan. But it sure helps when you got key people backing you up like I have here.
Totally. Absolutely. We are lucky enough to have Bob Carpenter with us live here, half an N Street broadcasting live outside of Tap 99. Come through if you're coming to Nats opening day. And why wouldn't you, man? Opening day, hope springs eternal. You can follow Bob at scorebook_Bob. He joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. No boo-hooing today. Today's about baseball.
It is.
And
crying in baseball, Bob.
the Nats have this young core of players that we've been hearing about and waiting for. And today, they're all here. I mean, Mackenzie Gore's starting. You know, opening day starter and pitcher is a big deal. Let's start there before we get to some of these bats. What do you think for Gore?
I heard somebody say the other day, the Washington Padres against the Phillies on Thursday. I'm like, no, they're our guys. You know, they got Juan Soto. Well, they don't have Juan Soto anymore, so what does San Diego have to show
for
that deal?
They had him for a brief period of time.
But, you know, McKenzie starting, CJ at short, James in left. It just goes on and on. You know, it won't be that long before we see Robert Hassel III, most likely. And, you know, this whole thing has just been crazy. And I think we have the potential for an exciting young team. The entire body of work for 24 tells you that the Nats scored the second fewest runs in the league to Miami, had the second worst defense in the league to Miami, and had the second fewest home runs in all of baseball to the White Sox, who had a historically bad season. So I know in my heart the offense is going to be a lot better. It's going to be exciting. We need CJ on base. We need Dylan Cruz on base. James
is knocking it out of the stadium.
Exactly. And then James to park one into left field. If he never pulls a ball all season and drives in 90 runs, I'll be pretty happy about that. So, you know, you got the young guys who have to get on base and make some things happen. I'm so glad Josh Bell is back here. He loves this community. The community loves him. Nathaniel Lowe in that lineup. Hopefully Kay Barrett makes a good comeback and we can, you know, see what he can do. Jacob Young, so good out in center field defensively. And when he gets on base, he's so exciting.
Electric.
So I think we're going to score runs, guys. I think we're going to make some good things happen offensively. by far the most steals in all of baseball last year, a team record. But it's going to boil down to McKenzie and these young pitchers and what they can do. And I hate it that DJ Hurst got hurt, and there goes some of our depth. But the first thing I said when I saw Kyle Finnegan down in spring training last week, I said, man, I am so glad to see you back. I hate calling blown saves in the ninth inning. And Kyle blew a few, but every closer does. Nobody's perfect. Yeah. I mean, the guy had 37 saves for a team that won 71 games last year. So, we got the makings of some exciting things to happen, but it's going to start with that young pitching, and then we have to play better defense.
You talked about blown saves there. This is a really random recall for me. Possibly my favorite ever Nats win at RFK. You remember the Yankees were in town? We're probably talking 08-ish, something like that. Yeah. And Mo Riv blew a save in the ninth.
Yeah.
I mean, that place was electric.
Zim got him.
Yes, dude. I was at that game with a bunch of my buddies from University of Maryland that were all Yankee fans, and it was so much fun to do that to an all-timer like Mariano Rivera.
Joe Torre, who was managing that Yankee team, very good friend of mine from St. Louis, he was an all-star, a batting champion with the Cardinals, Braves before that. And he was my first manager when I went back to the Cardinals in 1995 after being with Whitey Herzog a decade before that.
Wow.
And I saw Joe that weekend. I said, Joe, I said, I know you guys get this everywhere you go, but this is our World Series this weekend. And the Nats beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 in that series.
It was
unbelievable. And, Zim did his thing. And
was that a Saturday afternoon game?
Yeah, I believe so it was. And, another Zim bomb, the Z-man, whatever you call him. And that was the first time I really felt a playoff atmosphere at RFK.
Yeah.
And then the first time I felt it in this ballpark, of course, Zim hit the walk-off homer against the Braves in 08, the night we opened up Nationals Park. That game was on ESPN, so I didn't get to call it. But the next time I really felt a playoff atmosphere in this ballpark was Steven Strasburg's first big league start June of 2010.
Unbelievable.
I was 14 here. Pirates in 7 innings.
Yeah.
Had they left him in, he might have struck out 20. Who knows? But they weren't going to do that to a guy making his debut. That was electric. And, of course, the drafting of Steven, the drafting of Bryce the year after that, and then Jason Worth shows up in 11, and then in 12 we're in the playoffs. So, that three-year sequence there when we were still struggling, but got those young guys that were drafted number one, and then Worth comes in and Gio shows up, and then, things just took off from there. It was fantastic.
The young talent that they're acquired so far, do you see any comparison to what happened before?
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's interesting because that one was kind of centered around two different guys. This one, the thing I like about this team, it's not one guy. Because when Bryce showed up, Bryce this, Bryce that, and he deserved that. I mean, he was a phenom. And I will forever be grateful to Bryce Harper for what he did for our ball club and our organization and for this city. And, down the road, he had a decision to make about his future. He made that decision, and the Phillies gave him the 13 years. But, we had Ryan Zimmerman on that team. Jason Worth was on that team. As I mentioned, Gio,
Rendon,
Jordan Zimmerman, all these guys. And then Anthony Rendon would show up. So, it was an unbelievable roster of guys. But this time, and I know B. Mitch appreciates this from a team standpoint, it's a whole bunch of different guys.
Yeah.
It's the shortstop. It's the right fielder. It's the center fielder. It's the left fielder. It's the second baseman. It's the bullpen. It's the starters. And, when now we have reliable veterans at first base, whether it's Bell or Lowe, some days one of them's going to play first. The other one's going to DH. And so, to me, the talent is more spread around among the young guys on this team. And that gives me great hope that this could be not only an exciting year to get us going, but also it could be a trend surrounding a lot of good young talent that'll keep things going for quite a while. There's a great nucleus here.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend Bob Carpenter. Of course, you can watch him, Masson Sports, all of the Nats games. Carp is on the call. You can give him a follow on X at @scorebook_Bob. Joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Opening day is always so much fun. I wonder.
You see these kids here.
Totally, man. I wonder
the kids with the parents. I love it.
Well, as long as they're not Philly fans, we're okay.
They look all right.
Although they look legit.
Will you allow yourself a moment today to take it all in, or is it just you got to focus and call the game?
No, I'm going to look. I'm going to look out during. You know, we're doing an hour pregame show on Masson today.
Awesome.
And I'm sure Franny and I will do a cameo in there. They don't want to overexpose us too much, but Dan will have most of that. But the pregame stuff, when you see the flag out there. Is there a flyover? I don't know. We'll see. But
oh, the tease is getting more and more real.
I honestly don't know.
But we got Nats pajamas over there.
Whoa,
Nats onesie. That's a fan right there.
Yeah, that's head to toe right there. when that first pitch is thrown, it's time to work. And Franny and I will do that. And I remember I got interviewed by a reporter in St. Louis before my first opening day, and he's like, you grew up 7 miles from the ballpark. How do you feel about being a broadcaster? You're in the big leagues and all that. And I said something. I don't know. I hadn't thought about it ahead of time. I said, hey, man, I'm here to work. Because B. Mitch knows this. Every day you got to bring it. And if you're here to work, the rest of it kind of takes care of itself. When you have that reversed and you got some things backwards and you're here to work comes after – Here I come. Here comes my ego,
you got a problem,
man. And I'm, hey, look at me. When that comes after that, that's when you got a problem. So, hey, once that first pitch is thrown, Franny and I are here to work, and we're going to enjoy the heck out of it, and just really hope for a compelling, interesting, entertaining game.
Definitely,
absolutely. Definitely. Will you indulge me on one rather obscure topic?
Absolutely.
Okay. I really, really like the toasted ravioli appetizer in St. Louis.
It's
fantastic.
And you know what's funny about that? I grew up there, but I'm not a big TR guy.
Oh, TR. Yeah. I didn't even know
they call them TRs.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm all about the regular square little ravioli pies with the meat inside. Get this squash and all this stuff out of my face.
I'm out on that.
Squash ravioli? Are you kidding me?
They tried to make it in Indianapolis. I want
meat in the ravioli, and I want meat sauce on top of it.
Damn it. Get Bob Carpenter some meat raviolis.
Don't bring that squash around.
What's the sports bar in St. Louis? It's one of them.
Right next to the ballpark?
It's one of the most popular sports
patios.
Bars. Patios?
Patios.
It's been there. When you look at the top sports bars around the country, it's always up there.
Yeah, and it survived the new ballpark. It was about three blocks away from the old Busch Stadium, and now it's about a half a block away from the new stadium, which was built just to the south of that. So there's a bridge right there that carries Interstate 64 to the east across the Mississippi, and that interstate saved patios from probably getting torn down for ballpark
stuff.
Cool, but that's where everybody goes before and after the game over there.
Bob, I once went to a bar in East St. Louis called Fast Eddie's.
And you lived it.
Don't go there too often.
All of the food
you lived to tell the tale.
All of the food was served on a stick. No matter what you wanted. It was chicken
Eddie's.
On a stick, meat on a stick, sausage on a stick. I'm not sure I recommend
you stayed too long, you were going to be on a stick.
Exactly.
My two older sisters were both born at St. Mary's Hospital in East St. Louis, Illinois. My whole family's from Illinois. My mom and dad are from Collinsville, which is about 10 miles east of the Arch. And when our family came over from Italy, a lot of the families came into Chicago, Americanized their names. My last name is actually Carpentari, T-A-R-I, not T-R for toasted ravioli. But a lot of the Italian families filtered down to southern Illinois because that's where the coal mines were, and that's where the steady work was for the men.
Yeah.
So I'm a total I've got Illinois blood and Missouri blood in me. And every year when Missouri played Illinois in basketball and sometimes in football, my dad and I weren't speaking to each other that weekend.
That I mean, that was an intense, intense rivalry.
They call it the border war.
They don't play it anymore now, right?
Basketball, they do.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
football
good.
Here and there, but basketball, yeah, they're still playing. Yeah.
Carb, have a great call. Appreciate have a great you, season. Thank you for making time for us.
You know, it's really great to see you guys after all these times. B Mitch and I have been on the radio together. You are so much better looking than most radio people.
I think he's just talking to you, B. I think he's just talking to B Mitch.
That goes for both of them.
I'll take it. What the hell? I did this the other day on TV. I'm going to do it now. I don't care if it's cheesy. Bob, see you later. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks
Bob
for having me on, guys.
Carpenter. Nats opening day. Let's talk a little about what opening day means. Maybe the opening day menu. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.